Congressman Owens is disappointed that while the president and congressional leaders plan to meet, there has been no significant legislation nor real conversation to address the situation.
I think there are any number of ways we can proceed. We have the General Accountability Report. We have the ability to allow Medicare to negotiate its drug purchases. We have the ability to implement portions of the ACA for preventive care purposes. If you sort of look at all of those, that's probably a number between $75 and $100 billion. If you add that to the fiscal cliff legislation that we passed on January the 1st, you'd be well above the $120. Personally, I prefer a larger deal. I voted for an amendment to some legislation last week that would have directed the president to use Simpson-Bowles as the outline. We need to be moving in that direction, and I'm very disappointed that we have not moved in a more constructive way.
Northern New York could see sequestration affect the military base at Fort Drum, the federal correctional facility in Raybrook, and international border operations. Research funding to biotech companies in the Saranac Lake area face funding losses. Owens expects it will take 30 to 60 days for the full impacts of the cuts to be felt as agencies decide how they will respond.
This is going to be very broad sweeping. How it exactly plays out is a little less clear, and that's why I say it's going to take some 30 to 60 days, in my view, for us to see it happening. You know, we're going to be in a position where it will touch everyone to a greater or lesser degree, and it's because we have not come forward with some kind of rational discussion about how to solve the problem. And I think that there are a number of people in Congress who do not believe that the impact will be as great as, for instance, the president has been saying. So as this rolls out 30 or 45 days, if in fact the impact is as substantial, then I think those folks will be pressured by their constituents to take action.
In Vermont, the governor and new adjutant general met Thursday morning to discuss the possible ramifications of sequestration cuts to the National Guard. Vermont officials are bracing for expected cuts to education, health care, public safety, and other sectors. But Vermont Republican Party Chair Jack Lindley does not expect sequestration to have much impact.
Life will go on. It's much ado about nothing. It's really not a cut. It's merely changing the direction and the course of federal spending by, about 2%. Just about what the government took out of the working men and women of Vermont's paycheck in January. If we can't get this accomplished, then I'm not sure whether we will ever be able to help our kids and grandkids with this enormous debt that's been piled up in this country.
A vote on the continuing resolution is scheduled at the end of March. Some of the impacted cuts from sequestration could be refunded at that time. Congressman Owens notes there is no legislation crafted at this time, so it could also continue federal funding at sequestration levels. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.